Hello, everyone. Welcome to NGW High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me is the king of the three count, Scott Cross.
I'm back again, you know. Had a nice little break, you know. You know, this every other week thing is kind of difficult, you know, changing my schedule up, but, you know, it's good to be back on High Voltage again.
We already have Marcellus Knight in the chat saying, yay! I think that yay's for you, Scott.
I should hope so.
No, so we're, you know, a little bit more than 2 weeks out of NGW Retribution, aren't we?
Yes, we are. You know, we got a couple weeks, but, you know, we got some wrestling in the meantime before, you know, NGW, you know, this weekend, MMWA, South Broadway Athletic Club in St. Louis. You know, we got big guest on this tonight.
Yes, yes, we certainly do. Tonight, we will be having on JSO, or JSC, as he's come to be called lately.
Well, I guess we'll find out tonight, you know, what the correct pronunciation of his name would be. You know?
And we also have Josh Summers in the chat, but let's go over real quick a little bit about JSO's accomplishments. He is a two-time MMWA heavyweight champion. He is the current MMWA Tony Costa legacy champion. In 2000, he competed in an 8-man tournament between the top St. Louis federations, including what transformed into St. Louis Anarchy, where he competed against the people like Neil Cutter, Adam Raw, and Matt Seidel. In 2001, he began pro training with the Gateway Championship Wrestling, competed in many promotions over the next several years. In 2008, he had to retire due to injuries and family, but in 2020, he returned to training with SICW. In 2021, he began wrestling for MMWA and PWE. He trained with Team Ambition. A couple fun facts about JSO: he's played AAA hockey as a goalie, and he's also a girl dad. I'll give you a little bit of information, because I know, Scott, you haven't been able to make out to MMWA.
Yeah, you know, hopefully one of these days I will get to, but, you know, my schedule is so busy right now. I cannot find a free weekend. And now that I'm actually, you know, working now more different. So it's going to be hard, but I want to make it out there one time, though.
What do you say we go ahead and bring on our guest for tonight?
Let's bring him up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, JSO.
Oh, hi, guys. How are we doing today? What's going on?
Doing all right. How are you doing, sir?
Well, my. It looks like we got a couple people in here. I'm doing pretty good. what is this for? I forgot. Tell me. What is this? Who is this guy? Who are you guys again? I don't even know.
Oh, you should know me. I'm the camera guy.
Yes, you're the camera. Oh, that's right. You're the guy that gets all those great shots. You get it every time. I see you in the corner there. I'm always pounding away on those guys. I stop and I give a little pose, and you're right there to get it. I love it. Absolutely.
You know, I've been called wrestling's favorite stalker.
Well, you do a pretty good job at it. You're the creepy. You take a lot of really good pictures. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't think you've had the pleasure of meeting NGW head official Scott Cross.
Hello, Scott. How are we doing today?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, another day in paradise.
Well, thank you for taking the time and joining us on here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what do we want to talk about? There are just stealing catchphrases.
I kind of wanted to start out by talking about the fact that in 2000, you competed in an 8-man tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, so to give a little more context on that, so that was right about when the internet started to become really a thing, right? That was actually backyard wrestling. Okay, so the couple of different federations around the area found each other on these little, you know, bulletin boards, message boards, websites that we all set up, very, very rudimentary. And we realized there was actually like four or five really good federations all within the St. Louis area. WCWF, which is what became LWA, and then, of course, Anarchy. Those guys had a group down there in House Springs. We were out here, O'Fallon, St. Peter's, Missouri. And then Seidel, and then Baldwin area, I think, is where they were at. We all kind of came together, decided that, hey, you know, we love this. We have some different styles, different things going on there. Let's all come together and put on this one big tournament and have some fun. Obviously, those guys, a lot of those guys went on to do a lot more things in the business for sure and actually get trained and go professional.
And then in 01, you started training with Gateway Championship Wrestling. Was that under Big Ben?
It was. So actually, funny story. So everybody always asks, today is 9/11, of course, right? Everybody always asks, where were you? I was obviously in school during the morning time when the attacks happened. I was actually at the GCW Training Center that night training, probably about 2-3 months into actually learning and training. So interesting to see where it's come all that time ago. And then, of course, today where we're at.
Yeah. And then, so were you wrestling in GCW from 01 to 08 then?
No, not as much. I did a few matches with them. It was mostly just the training. You know, I was really skinny at the time. I lost a lot of weight. I was probably down at about 160, 165. And I really just did the bumping and the wear and tear and everything really hurt my neck. And I was really battling with that. So I was all over the place in Illinois. Gosh, I can't even remember half the promotions. You know how it goes. Different places pop up. You go there, you have fun. And then you may not marry, may not go back to those guys ever again. But you know, it was a lot of just moving around, doing some different stuff. Some GCW stuff, a lot of not GCW. Of course, with Missouri having the licensing, that was always a point of contention with a lot of folks. You know, being able to just go to your Illinois over there, Iowa, different places, just get in there, get in the ring, and have fun as well.
So is it the neck problems that led to your retirement in 08?
Yeah. So being as light as I was, you know, that was really, I just had no muscle mass, you know. Right now I'm like 240. So, you know, a lot bigger. You're talking 80 pounds difference on there. And yeah, just when you get too skinny and don't have anything to kind of support yourself, usually things happen. You know, and it's, the training wasn't as thorough as it was today. I'd say, you know, nowadays, these new guys come out, have such access, such good places to go and trainings. We were training in a boxing ring in my backyard, so you really take some wear and tear and some abuse. And you see a lot of these older guys, WB guys, that you were on the road for years and years at a time. Hell, half of them are dead because of just the abuse they took over the years on that.
And we have a question in the chat from the infamous Dardar Monroe, PYT's number one fan. Well, oh, well, well, JSO, the guy who I hated and called the wannabe Ric Flair, how do you feel now that you're champion?
Well, what can I say? It's just destiny, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's been a long time. It's just something that I've absolutely strived for. I think that, you know, when you put the hard work in and you make a difference in this industry, in this area, with different things on there, people do take notice and you get opportunities to compete against some of the best. You know, PYT, they're a big bunch of trash. I hate those guys. I just beat him at the last MMWA show at Arnold, actually. But you know, those guys there, they're actually, as much trash they are, they're great to compete against on there. And so that's really what it is. Being a champion now is just justification for all the hard work you put in over the years. You know, places being able to trust you as the face of different places.
Yeah, we got Josh Summers in the chat. JSC has one of the great managers, his best friend.
Well, Dr. Dallas Stevens, yes. He actually recently had to hang it up or take a step back due to neck injuries also. But yeah, you know, that's a situation where he's been my best friend for 20 plus years. And whenever, you know, wherever I go, he wants to be there right with me and making sure that everything went goes all smooth. Right. And so, you know, having someone like that in your corner helps you really overcome some obstacles, especially against guys like PYT and the Brotherhood, you know, people that have multiple members behind them and multiple people always in their corner. You got to have that in your corner to get success sometimes on there.
So let's talk a little bit about how you became the Tony Costa Legacy Champion. Because you actually defeated Ricky Cruz.
Yeah.
To win that championship.
My once former best friend, Ricky Cruz. He wasn't aware that he was my best friend, but I thought of him as my best friend, and then he betrayed me. So I had to take his championship on there. Ricky Cruz is one of the best. That's probably that I'll ever be in the ring with, that a lot of people will ever be in the ring with. And so to get the opportunity just to be in the ring and compete against someone of that caliber, but not only that, but actually get in there and overcome that and actually beat someone like that, especially for a championship that, you know, a championship that means something to not just myself, not just to him, not just to MMWA, but, you know, Tony Costa means a lot to a lot of people. And this is his legacy championship. This is his name on there. And it really just goes to show you that, you know, being able to compete against someone like that, and also, you know, Butcher coming up here, these guys are, you know, they kind of, you know, they created this whole environment, you know, over the last 10, 20 years. So it's really an honor to step in there with those guys and really, you know, just compete.
Yeah, you picked up the win over Ricky after an absolutely phenomenal sit-down powerbomb here, or pile
driver.
That's the
pile driver, baby. We always straight to the pile driver, right to the neck. Heard Ricky Cruz had a bad neck, bad back. Well, you know, so does that.
Yeah, and then there we go. But you also did a little bit of trademark playing to the camera as you were getting the three count there.
Like I told you, you're always in the right spot. And if I see you, I'm going to play right to you. Every good professional wrestler should always know where the camera's at, should always know where things are like that, and always play to that, because we're not trying to sell a ticket to the people that are there, right? We're trying to sell a ticket to the people that are watching, that are doing this. That's why we're on here right now. We're trying to get the word out about our show this Saturday night, so that we can come NGW in a couple weeks from now. That's why we're here doing this. I love you for coming, but we're out there to try to get that next person in the door.
Couldn't say better myself. But after you won the Tony Costa Legacy Championship, you pronounced to Anthony Castaldi that you are now a member of the Castaldi family.
Yes, of course.
And then... Do you remember what happened shortly after that?
Yeah, he gave me a long overdue birthday cake
for being part of the family. Yes, he did. Which you actually didn't seem to be too terribly happy about there.
Listen, that cake, I think I still had cake in my ear the next day. Woke up, took a shower, still had cake in my ear. So, it's one of those situations. It's that love-hate relationship, right? Anthony Castaldi, you know, he's been doing a great job down there in Broadway for the last however many years. And, you know, it's just something where being the heel, being the bad guy, being, you know, someone that really likes to stir the pot, right? Let's call it nicely, right? I like to stir the pot. I like to get under people's skins and troll people. And Anthony is just one of those guys that he's out there. He's very easily to rile up and to get going. He's got that temper, right? So over the years, I'll give him little nudges, make little faces at him, say things to him that really just gets him going. So I've pestered him a lot over the last 2 years. And so when I finally won the Little Dynamite, the Little Dynamite Championship, Tony Costa Championship, I figured it was only fitting that I become an honorary member of the Castaldi family on there. Excuse me. So therefore, JSO, Jeffrey Scott O'Connor, that is my name. That's what I go by. It's now has a little hyphen to it, right? It's now O'Connor Castaldi. Put that at the end there. So for the time being, you know, while I represent Tony Costa, the MMWA, as their champion, as their legacy champion, I will be known as JSC, because it just seems right. And apparently the family thinks so as well. That's something too that I really appreciate, is they really backed me up with that. They gave me a shirt. I made sure Tony, he was battling PYT last month. I made sure he got to take those boys out and really hurt him as much as possible as well.
Yeah. Speaking of PYT, we have Dardar saying, JSO, it's always Ricky snooze this, Ricky snooze that, blah, blah, blah. Can we talk about someone better like PYT?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys weren't at the camera guy. Wasn't at the last Arnold show. Have you ever seen that little thing, but you know, where MJF does a couple bounces off the rope and just give him the crotch right to the face? You guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
good old Double H, or what's his name? Happy Horace. What's his name?
Playboy Double H.
Yeah, Horace. Okay, Horace with the hairline. He took my dick right to the face. Can I say that? I'm sorry if I can't say that, but he did.
Keep it PG.
Right
to the
face. So, you know, so I figured, you know, I figure his Nikki gave me the you know, the juggle to the face, which was enjoyable as well. So I figured I'd give him my BDE, my big dynamite energy, right? Not, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I unfortunately wasn't able to be there at Arnold, but I was there at Broadway for Annihilation.
Yes.
When you went out and you actually helped Tony in the battle against PYT.
Yeah. You know, it's big switch, right? Always been the bad guy, always, you know, stirring the pot and doing that stuff. I came out to help the boss. Hey, came out to help the family. I think just in that situation overall, it's just something where, you know, the fans have really, over the last several months, have really started to get behind me. Whereas before, I could care less, right? I'm out there, I'm doing a job, I'm here to win championships, I'm here to piss people off and beat people up. And so really over the last, you know, several months, the kids have really said, yo, JSO, can we get your picture? Can we, you know, can we do this? Can we do this? You know, hey, you're great. You know, all these people, you know, then the opportunity when I just see idiots, like what's the other guy? What's the other PYT guy's name? The guy with the
Virgil?
Ugly pink pants.
Virgil.
See, they're terrible. They're so terrible. I don't even know their names. Virgil, Victor. We'll call him Victor. Victor and Horace. Those two guys. They're taking liberties. They're out there beating the crap out of the boss, literally just hitting him over the head with different weapons and things like that. I just couldn't sit back and watch it happen. You know, you try to let things go as they're supposed to go, but, you know, I think that was just a situation where you had to do the right thing on there.
Anyway, I also have this awesome shot of Tony presenting you with that T-shirt that you mentioned earlier.
Yes. Please ignore the extremely light complexion. But yeah, it was something, you know, like I said, it's something where the family, you know, I've been down there, I've been in and around him and doing it for a long time. That is my primary place that I and really just for them to accept me and to be behind me and to support me, you know, there's, and because, you know, not just because I supported Tony, but because I represent, you know, the legacy of their family at this time. You know, it's just really been something that's been fantastic, and I really enjoy it. Really enjoy it.
And we also have Donde Estoy in the chats, which, if you're not familiar, Donde is a competitor on the NGW roster who gets confused at times. He's asking about your newspaper pants.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're not even in English either. They look cool.
You were cutting out a little bit there, sir.
Oh, I was just telling that guy to stop stealing my crap.
But
my back off. Just cut me off when necessary. You're okay.
And we also have Josh Summers in the chat saying,
yeah, my,
you're the STL savior, our forever champion.
That's right. You're champion. Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see about that.
Oh, I think we lost him.
Yeah, we did. We were having connection issues, but hopefully we'll have him back on here soon, maybe.
Hopefully he'll come back in a moment here. Oh, yeah. Yep, there we go.
Get me out of the damn chat. What's wrong with you people? I come on here as a guest and you start kicking me out.
Ah,
am I talking too much?
I think maybe Donde got into the controls again.
That don't make me come over to NGW, Donde.
Well, he was he's a big fan of your newspaper pants because he wears a newspaper T-shirt.
Well, no,
he's a big fan of yours.
Yeah. Hey, stare away at my pants. It's okay.
But last month, also, you went up against the Butcher, Damian Blade.
Yes. Should be.
Here you are with a wonderful headlock on him.
He's a big boy, I'll tell you. Yeah, you know, and I kind of mentioned this earlier with about Ricky Cruz. Always a pleasure. Any of those guys in the Brotherhood. Hell, I had a 6 month back and forth with Cayman, that demon bastard. You know, we had some crazy, you know, just all out fights. And you know, I'll tell you, anytime you can go up against the Brotherhood, you got those, all those guys are just iconic in St. Louis at MMWA. Anytime you can go up against that, you know, it's really good to test where you're at and how good you are and how good, much compete you can have. You know, I actually got a chance. I don't know if you were at the, we did an event. We actually wrestled at the Chase Park Plaza last year. Were you at that one taking pictures?
No, that was okay. Before I started MMWA.
That was effing phenomenal. I mean, that's like dreams, right? That's like Madison Square Garden for New York, right? For to be in the you know, the Kasorian Ballroom, you know, Chase Park Plaza. So I got to wrestle the Butcher. And I was the heavyweight champion at the time. just a fantastic experience. Of course, I beat him. Just like I beat him last month to retain my legacy championship as well. You know, he's a great competitor when it comes down to it. I just seem to have his number, though, a little bit. And now, with the fact that he announced his retirement, did you guys see that?
Yes, I did.
So again, I think it's neck issues, it's, you know, concussion issues. You know, that seems to take its toll on all of us, you know, over the years. But I, you know, really, I just beat him for the, you know, beat him, took him out of the running for another championship match. And I just didn't sit right with me. You know, I have such respect for the guy that, you know, I was really pushing to have a rematch, to let him have a rematch, to have let him have that one more shot. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going easy on him. Let me just tell you. I'm not going easy on him. I'm not going to pull my punches at all. I'm going to really lay everything in there. I'm going to try to hurt him a little bit more. But he really deserves another opportunity there. One last opportunity to potentially get the one championship in MMWA that he's never gotten before. So, yeah. What do you guys think about that?
Sky, I believe you had a point earlier that you wanted to bring up about that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've already said it, you know, that is the one championship that the Butcher said he has not won. And, you know, he's looking to capture that before he, you know, before it's done, you know.
Yeah, like I said, it's only right. It's only right that he gets another opportunity. You know, I don't think I could, you know, it just wouldn't set right with me, you know, if he didn't just give him one more shot. You know, like I said, I'm not going to go easy on it. It's not going to be a gimme. It's not going to be a layup. I'm going to pull out some moves. I've already got little plans to pull out some moves that I haven't pulled out in a long time. You know, if I have to do, because we're going to put him away one last time, but he deserves the opportunity for what he's done for this area, this territory.
Yeah. And Josh Summers in the chat bringing up an interesting point, saying his brother is still afraid of the Butcher.
Well,
you know, the
be.
Butcher's brother that you actually tracked down last month, Daryl Blade, who we can see here.
Yeah, Daryl's a really nice guy. He's a little weird. It took me a long time to track him down. He actually, I found him down in St. Charles, Missouri, on the train tracks. He was just kind of moseying around down there. But I heard he was in the area. So I went down there, I found him, I had a really, really good conversation, weird guy. But yeah, you know, he really found out about a lot of the different things that, you know, about their family history that I really won't go into, but you know, let's just say there was some abuse in there. It's an unfortunate thing.
And you picked up the victory against him with a wonderful, very high leg drop.
I, you know, I had to honor that Hulk Hogan a little bit, right? You know, of course, with his recent passing. But yeah, you know, sometimes the most effective moves are the easiest ones there. You know, I hit him with a nice go to sleep, hit him right in the head, and I figured one more thing, because it's the Butcher, right? You never know what he's going to do. Make sure I drop that leg right across the throat, took all the wind out of him. 1, 2, 3. There you go.
And we actually had Butcher on our program last month. Before
okay.
You faced you last month.
Okay.
Infamous Dardar in the chat here saying that I'm afraid of Butcher.
He's a big boy. He really is. Now, like I said, I'm 6 foot 240, or right about there. When you stand toe to toe with him, he's a big boy. He's a lot taller than me. He's a lot bigger than me. And you know, those punches have a lot of impact. So does that stupid chicken, you know, that he's got around there. I don't know if you have the picture of it. So he pulled the chicken out on me at the last show, like he usually does. Right. But because, you know, I'm aware of what goes on and what other people are doing, I made sure that I had an answer to it. So Daryl was actually sitting in the front row. Daryl actually threw me a spatula so that I could fight the Butcher with the chicken. So, you know, so we had a chicken spatula fight.
Yeah, I got a couple. I didn't load that into for tonight. I'll see if I get here real quick. But yeah, that was quite a moment there.
Well, you know.
You know, I've been saying right as that was happening, the thing that went through my mind is one thing that I've been thinking of for years and years. I would like to see two guys in a ring. They both have kendo sticks, and they just do a kendo stick duel.
That will not be me. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to stay way far away from those kendo sticks. They do not feel good. So, yeah. But no, that would be cool, though. That would be neat to see. I'll make sure I pass that along to some of the crazier people in some of these lockers. Dallas, you up for that? He's around here somewhere.
But, you know, as you said, you're going up against Damian Blade again this month for the Legacy Cost Championship. But there's a couple other big matches happening this weekend as well.
What do we got? What do we got on tap? Why don't you tell us?
Well, we've got Jamal Swag, the Muddy Mauler, going up against your mega brother, the Slammer.
Slammer. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Slammer's always fun to watch, isn't he?
Yeah.
Slammer does a good job, you know, really getting the folks going. He's a positive guy. And you got, you know, Mauler, you know, he's an interesting cat, too. I'll tell you right now. I'm pretty sure there's actually a TV show or online show he was recently a part of. So you guys will have to look that up on there. I think you can put Muddy Mauler in there, Jamal Swag, or I think you can actually find him. I think it was like a dating show or something like that recently here in St. Louis. He walked out from what I understand. The girls all had balloons and they would pop them if they were not interested. They would leave it if they were interested. Apparently he walked out and they all popped the balloons. So I don't know.
Oh,
sorry, Muddy. That's just how it goes sometimes. It's worth checking out though.
And then you're also going to be seeing the Wolf Andrew Wilder going up against Deontay 808.
This will be a good match there. You got the dog pound, Andrew Wilder. Some say he's the leader of that group. He's the guy with the championship. So, he's going to go up against it. Deontay, that kid's been impressive. I'll tell you what, each month, each week that I see him out there, he does some stuff that leaves me shaking my head going, man, if I was 10, 15 years younger, maybe, right? But he's a hell of a guy, though. Keep an eye on that guy.
If I remember right, he's really new to the scene as well.
Yep. Yeah, I want to say, gosh, I'm not sure how many matches, but yeah, like I said, every match is just you see that improvement. He's someone to watch for sure. He's going to be a player here down the road.
And someone that the NGW fan base is very familiar with right now, Jerry Morgan going up against Boston Bad Boy Jimmy D.
Jerry. Oh, boy. You guys like Jerry over there? I heard you like Jerry.
Yeah, you know, at the last NGW show, there was a Jerry chant going on. The fans were so behind Jerry that he wound up getting a title match against Playboy Double H at the next NGW show.
Well, good for Jerry. He's a real ass. That's all I can say about that. You know, but yeah, good for you, Jerry. I bet Jerry didn't know what the hell. He probably shit his pants thinking that people were cheering him. I probably didn't know what the hell he was doing. Jerry's a good guy. He's been, you know, back a few months ago when I really needed some people going up against that brotherhood and against the guys, you know, Jerry stepped up for me. And then I left him get his ass kicked a few times. So sorry, Jerry. you look like you can probably do it on your own, though, since you're doing well over at NGW. And that'll be a good match, too. You know, Jimmy D. There's a bunch of guys with first names with D as their letter. Does anybody know what it stands for?
No.
They're like a Bobby D, a Jimmy D, Kyle D, Brett D. I'm making stuff up. I don't know. I think there's a bunch of them there, right?
We got Josh Summer saying, I think Jerry's going to get a positive cheer at MMWA for once.
Over my dead body. Never. No. Don't say that, Josh. Take it back.
Oh, well, why not? I mean, Jerry is a wonderful competitor.
Listen, Jerry is a, yes, he's wonderful in the ring. Jerry is an asshole. Let's just say that. Let's call a spade. Jerry's an ass. So by all means, people, if you want to cheer for him, great. There's a lot of people cheering for a lot of really bad people going on these days. I think we've seen a lot of that over the last 24 hours. So, you know, a lot of people cheering for a lot of bad dudes out there. So, hey, maybe they do. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. And we got Josh. All right. So we had Butcher on last month, like I said, and Butcher throughout the course of the conversation became absolutely convinced for some reason that I am actually Donde Estoy.
Are you?
No, I am not. I am not Donde Estoy. Donde Estoy thinks he's the camera guy, but I am not Donde Estoy. Butcher's only evidence was that he's never seen Donde and the camera guy in the same place.
I think there's some validity to this rumor.
We even have Josh Summers calling me Donde in the chat.
You're gonna have to prove this. There's the only way to do it. You're gonna have to be able. We're gonna need photographic evidence because you're a camera guy. You can doctor that stuff. We're gonna need some live visuals here.
Well, Scott, can you vouch for me?
I actually can vouch because the one MMWA show,
mm-hmm.
he was in St. Louis, and I was in Springfield with Donde, so I can verify that. The camera guy was not there, but he was verified at MMWA. The camera guy was, so I can verify that part. So
maybe you know, but that doesn't prove anything. Doesn't prove anything. You could be lying, Scott. We don't know. I don't know you really that well. And you're a referee too.
You can always trust a ref.
No, you can't. No, you cannot. Those are the most lying people out there. I'll tell you right now. They're blind as a bat too. Most of them, they don't see anything.
That's why we wear the glasses. We can see.
Well, did you have your glasses on the night, Scott?
I did have my glasses on.
I don't think you knew who you were hanging out with. Maybe they looked the same, and maybe that was you hanging out with the camera guy.
I thought somebody stole your glasses that night at Wrestling for a Cure.
Nikki Monroe took my glasses off.
Yep. So you just proved our point. Scott and Donde, nice to meet you guys. Okay.
we got Dardar with an interesting. What if it was a doppelganger? Maybe the camera guy put Donde's mask on and Donde had no mask.
That's true. We don't know. We don't know. We are going to have to investigate that. You know, it's going to be a whole thing. I want to see live. I don't want to see live footage. I'm going to have to come out live to where they're at, so that we're standing next to each other. I'm gonna have to try to pull the mask off just to try to see if, you know, it is a mask or not. So yeah, we gotta figure this out. It's a mystery. I don't know how this became such a great mystery, but you know, we need to figure this out. And Scott,
I guess you're just gonna have to come out to NGW and see me and Donde in the same place.
Maybe Scott's got it's Donde sitting there and has a Scott mask on.
Right? No, because I travel with Donde, so you're
Donde?
No, I'm not Donde.
How do you know?
Because I had to be in the car with him on every wrestling trip. Yeah.
I've seen some movies with personalities and stuff like that. Maybe you don't even know who you are, Donde.
Well, we'll see.
Scott, are you Donde?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No.
He's got us. We don't even know.
No.
Maybe I'm Donde.
Because Donde can't count to three.
Is he a ref too?
He tries to be.
He has refed.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't trust a ref either. So, see, that's terrible. So I'm all confused now.
Yeah. But we also, on Saturday, we're going to be seeing Sean Blaze going up against PYT and Playboy Double H.
Yeah, you know, Sean Blaze, I'm not sure why he's called the Incinerator. I'm pretty sure that name was all about him blazing something else. That you can pretty much confirm that. But hey, you know, Sean Blaze, Smokey McSmoker, you know, he's going up against Horace and Victor. So, and whoever else is going to be out there with him. I might have to make my presence known to that one too, because I don't like those pink idiots. So.
You said that in Arnold, you picked up a victory over Playboy.
What's that?
You said in Arnold, you picked up a victory over Playboy a couple weeks ago.
I did. I had him right, about ready to finish him off. Boom, boom, boom. Of course, his minions all came in and attacked me, you know. And then, which was hilarious, right? They thought they were going to beat me up. Mr. Castaldi came in and beat the crap out of them with a cookie sheet. So. It was great. So we were all raising our hands, all victorious at the end of the night, and they ran with their tail tucked between their legs, probably back to the trailer park they live in.
We got Josh calling him Pink Gilligan Island Hat.
You know, so I will say this. I'll hold off on calling him this. If you come to the MMWA show, there is something very, very special that will open the show. Okay? Rumor has it that PYT will be coming out to begin the show because they have some major announcement they want to make. Okay.
Oh.
I don't know what it is, but that's what the rumor is on there. And it's a very special announcement from a very special PYT. If you know what I mean. So, well, but you got to be there. You got to be there. See. Remember, guy, you're going to be there. You'll get the.
Pictures. Oh, I'm going to be there.
You're going to know what's going to happen. Okay. You know, you're going to see, and it's going to be, it's like I said, I hope it's a good announcement. I don't know what they're going to say, but you know, maybe they're going to say they're moving somewhere and they'll never see us again.
I don't think it's that. I mean, once PYT is in somewhere, they kind of tend to weasel their way into the inner workings of everything, it seems.
Yeah. Kind of like herpes, right? They never go away and just always infects everything around them. Or so I'm told.
And we have Dardar asking, hey, JSO, if you ever come to NGW, will you want to face Playboy for his title, or would you want to face the best Lightning Division champion, Preacher?
You know, you guys have a whole mostly a roster that I've never faced over there, or actually that I think I have in the past, but it's just been a long time. And I'll tell you right now, I'll be up for any challenge. You know, I may be a little heavier these days, but I can still move faster than some of your little lightning people. So I would love to face the little guys. I love to face the big guys. You know, anybody, I'm always up for the challenge. I'm always up to have a good time and kick some ass. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, Josh talking about Playboy here, saying his gyrating makes everyone throw up every time it happens.
It did. Hey, Josh, what did you think about the BDE smash, huh? He was there. He saw it. So, but no, it's, you know, like I said, we're out to win. I'm out to win. So PYT, they can keep meddling in my business, meddling in Castaldi's business, doing all that stuff there. I'm going to be that one constant there, especially at MMWA. That's going to be there to lay the smack down, stop them from doing their crap. And if I have to come over to NGW to do it too, by all means, let's go. We'll have a little fun with that. Of course, I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's not even going to beat Jerry this time around. So I'm pretty sure Jerry's got his number as well.
Ah, you're in the boat for Jerry in that.
Yeah,
huh?
Jerry's an asshole, but I like Jerry. What can I say? He's an asshole, though.
Well, I mean, you might want to face Jerry for the NGW championship.
Been there, beat him a few times. I'm good. No, I would love to face Jerry again. I would love to face Jerry again. Like, he's a great competitor as well. Again, trying to be as politically correct as I can here. You know, it would be fun. It would be fun. Anybody, like I said, anybody out there would love to come out and have some fun with those guys, kick some ass, and you know, make some bad guys cry.
And then I also saw that somebody who else is going to be in action apparently is going to be Cayman. It's going to be going up against Mr. Congeniality, Remy George.
Yeah, you know, Remy, that guy, he looks really familiar. Does anybody know where I didn't know where he came from. He looks really familiar. Good guy, good dude, really positive. Has a lot of really good advice. Cayman, like I said, I mentioned earlier, you know, Cayman and I, we beat the crap out of each other for about 6 months, honestly. Tables matches, last man standing matches, coffin matches.
The casket match, yeah.
I actually, and I'll take this and I'll put this on one in the books. I am the only person to ever beat Cayman in his illustrious career in a coffin or casket match. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, we went to war with each other. Those were not wrestling matches. They were fights. You know, he came out, we'd come out and we'd just start swinging each other. So, you know, he's a nice guy. Remy is, he's going to have his hands full there with that demon. So that's for sure. And that little, you know, the thing that comes with him.
Yeah, his manager, Abigail.
She's a punk.
We have Justin Savage in the chat saying JSO versus Tobias Storm.
You know, funny enough, I have wrestled Tobias before.
You have?
Uh-huh. Yes. It was a real quick TV match for, Show Me Wrestling on there. Probably about a year, 2 years ago, probably. You know, isn't he affiliated with PYT now, though?
He is, yes. He's a member of PYT.
Well, he used to be good. Now he's just trash, so. No, I love the face of him again. He's again. You guys have a lot of really good people I need to get in the ring with, and I need to, you know, we need to get them over to MMWA, get us over there, you know, grow the audiences everywhere, have some fun, and really create some magic out there for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of amazing talent in MMWA and NGW that I think could mesh really well together.
Yes. Yep. No, 100%.
Yes, yep. Not only do I want to see, you know, several of you guys from MMWA come over to NGW, but also our sister promotion, IWA Productions in Mount Vernon also, you know.
Yeah, no, you know, that's somewhere I've very much wanted to get out there. You know, I will be – so I for up until about 2 weeks ago, I traveled a lot for my shoot job. So I would be gone, you know, almost all week, come home, and, you know, the wife, the kids are like, where the hell have you been? Working, of course. But, you know, going out and then traveling or having wrestling shows became, you know, kind of a backseat thing. So MMWA was always the priority. Now, a couple weeks ago, I'm not traveling anymore. Different job, different setup. You know, I got a lot of places on my mind here that I need to get over to. NGW, IWA. You know, I heard there's some places up in Chicago that really gonna need some big dynamite energy coming at them. So You never know.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great to be able to see you get out and expand out to more places.
Yep. And if you guys want me, just figure out who the right person to talk to, and we'll make it happen. Let's just say that. We'll make it happen.
I know you've also competed at CHWA recently, correct?
Yeah, me and Dallas just came off, right about a year, tag team titles over there.
Oh, wow.
That was always always interesting to go over there and to see what was going on. Again, a lot of young up and coming guys. I know I got to have several matches with guys that were literally having their first matches right out of training, right out of the Dynamite Dynamo Training Dojo. They're coming in, they're having their very first match. You know, it's really nice to be able to experience some of that with those guys, share that with them. And it was always, you know, not the biggest crowds, but some of the loudest, you know, some of the craziest people that will come over to that golf course in Edwardsville. And, you know, they're a good place to go. You know, if you have a free night, and I think you guys might run some of the same show dates as them at NGW. But, you know, if anybody ever gets to a point where, you know, you have a free night, that they're a good place to go check out. Fun wrestling, a lot of good guys that can really do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, all the wrestling in the St. Louis area is just phenomenal.
Yeah, it, everyone's a little different, you know? Everything's a little different on there. You know, you have Anarchy, which, you know, speaks for itself. They have their cult following. You know, you have NGW, you have, you know, MMWA here in St. Louis. SICW has their sect of people, you know, that kind of do their thing. You know, I can't disparage any of those guys over there. You know, everybody has their thing. WLW up in Troy, that's closer to me. You know, everybody does a really great job on there. It's really nice to have such a diverse group of people and diverse places to go and just experience and kind of get that exposure.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever watched our program here before, JSO, but we do like to play a little bit of a game with our guests.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we like to call that game... Shock therapy.
Shock therapy, okay.
And for anybody new, the way that shock therapy works is we ask our guests a series of three multiple choice questions.
Okay.
They get two out of the three right. They win a prize for one of our live viewers, and that prize is a signed show poster. I'm talking movie theater size poster from the next NGW show.
Okay, awesome. Very cool. That's a nice prize.
And this week, you are actually going to be playing for the infamous Dardar Monroe.
Son of a... No. All right, well. And
Dardar saying, shock therapy, be careful or you will get shocked.
Well, you know, everyone likes a little electricity in your life, right?
And now, we like to try to tailor our questions to our guests to okay. try to give them the best possible shot at getting all three of them correct. And recently, you know, with your very public name change, we figured, yes. you know, it would probably be best to ask him about other famous people who have changed their names.
Oh God. Okay.
Are you ready?
I think so. We'll figure it out as we go.
All right. Your first question is, in The Simpsons, Homer once changed his name to what, hoping for a cooler image? Was it A, Beef Strongman, B, Turbo Thunderpants, C, Max Powers, or D, Uncle Slam?
Oh, geez. Let's go with, shot in the dark here, let's go with C, Max Powers.
C, Max Powers?
Let's try that one.
And you are correct.
All right. There you go, buddy. I'm getting this poster. We're gonna do this here.
In that episode of The Simpsons, Homer actually changed his name because a TV character on a show was named Homer Simpson. That character was Buffoon.
Fantastic. I love it. That's a great show.
All right. One down, two to go. You just have to get one more right to win that poster for Dardar.
Just
Are
one?
You ready? All right. Here we go. Which famous musician was born Reginald Dwight before changing his name? Was it A, Banjo McGillicuddy, B, Elton John, C, DJ Picklejuice, or D, Sir Flapjack the Third?
So do I have to get all three of these right or just two? Because
you just have to get two out of the three right.
Man, oh man. Let's see. So let me see. Famous musician, Reginald White. Well, the only one that I even know on there is obviously Elton John. That's a real singer, and I'm pretty sure I saw that movie. What was the movie called? Rocket Man, right?
Oh, yep.
So I'm gonna go with B. I think that's what it is. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
All right, you're going with B, Sir Elton John, and you are correct, sir.
All right.
And of course, you know, see DJ Picklejuice, one of Scott's favorite musicians.
Of course, you know.
You know, guys, honestly, that one was kind of a layup. I mean, there weren't some – were there anybody real ones on there besides Elton John, real people?
Well, DJ Picklejuice.
Yeah. Is that real person?
Yeah, he's a real person.
Well, are you sure?
He's a rapper.
Oh, see, I only recognize one name that was Elton John on there. So.
Yeah. Well, he thinks he's a rapper, but, you know.
That makes sense.
He looks suspiciously like Dondi Estoy, though.
Well, or Scott. Or is it Scott? Which one?
Well, you got to go to it. He sells it out of the trunk of a car. Not his car. Just somebody's car.
Okay. Well, listen. Sadie Blaze. Okay, you guys know who that is, right?
Yes.
So Sadie, and there's a little story here. So Sadie goes, and this is, of course, he's got a bunch of new guys at CHWA. And he tells me, he goes, all right, guys, if you need to get your promos in, you need to do this, promote the show. He goes, but nobody better ever do their promo in a car. And I'm sitting there going, well, should I do all my, I do a lot of my promos in my car. I used to have a little thing I used to call driving with JSO, and people loved it. And I'm sitting there going, okay, well, and I get it. New guys coming up. Yes, don't do your promos in the car. Find a nice backdrop, plan it out, do your thing, right? I've been around for a while, and I've claimed the car thing. But so I decided, just as a troll to be funny, I would make sure that I found someone else's car or the back of my daughter's car, or literally traveling. I had rental cars every week, so it was never my car. It was always someone else's car. So as I kind of evolved there. And I will say this, there's one car I would not get into, and that was Dilly's truck. Oh. It was a piece of trash. Dilly, clean your car.
So you kept true to the word what you said. You didn't film it in your car.
Correct. Until the very last one, then I said, you know what? Enough with this guy. I'm getting in my car because I like my Audi. Should I make sure I get in my car for that
one. Josh Summers in the chat here saying that you even did a promo on horseback.
I did. Oh yes, 100%. On horseback in my flamingo shirt. Yes. Yeah.
We have Dante Estoy saying that he is DJ Pickle Juice.
Okay, Scott, calm down over there in the chat.
I knew it. I knew that. I had a feeling it was him. Sounded too familiar.
Scott's the only one that knew who he was, and then now Dante does. So I'm telling you, same person.
Yeah. No, congratulations. You got 2 out of 3 right, so you won that signed poster for Dardar. But do you want to see if you can go 3 for 3?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, because I
all right.
I'm not great at trivia about this stuff, so we're a roll.
Oh, you're knocking out of the park so far. All right, and the third question is, before becoming the action star we know, which actor was born Mark Sinclair? Was it A, Rock Quarry, B, Chuck the Truck Knuckles, C, Vin Diesel, or D, Larry Gasoline?
Well, again, there's only one person that I know on this list. And that would be Vin Diesel. So legitimately, that was the only people that's the only person I know. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Going with C, Vin Diesel.
I'm going with Groot.
And you're correct.
All right.
Yeah. I worked with a guy named Chuck the Truck.
Yeah.
He drove a Subaru.
I beat up a guy named Chuck once because he was a Jerry. So I don't know.
You got all 3 correct. Congratulations. Oh. And congratulations to Dardar on winning that signed poster.
Yeah. Bring it. Come to an MMWA show and I'll even sign it personally there. Or maybe I'll go out there to the NGW show and I'll sign it there too when I get there.
That'd be great to see you out there. Dardar saying, thank you, JSO. I appreciate it. Even though you hate PYT.
That's just because I'm going to beat the crap out of him. Don't worry. I'll be your new favorite wrestler here soon. Don't worry. It'll be okay.
All right. So we've covered, you know, that you do MMWA, yes. You do CHWA. Is there any place else currently that you're wrestling at?
No, honestly, and I finished, like I said, thank you to the CHWA guys. I finished up with them for the most part. Always available again to come out and have some fun. MMWA is my home. You know, that's where I go to play. With the traveling restrictions that I had or stuff that I had, you know, really what didn't lend the opportunity. But here coming up, being in town more and not having that constant on the go thing, I think you're going to see me at a few more places on there. So if anybody has any requests, you know, let these guys know, shoot me a direct message, anything like that. Friend me on Facebook, social media. I'm all around there. Let me know where you guys want to see me out there and we'll come out there and have a little fun.
You mentioned restrictions, which brings up another thing that I wanted to ask you about, because you had that you returned to training with SICW in 2020. Yeah. Which is kind of the weirdest year to get back into it, isn't it?
Yeah, it was right there at the end. It was right at the end, right? Because wasn't it like, I think it was that. It was right at the end of the year. COVID had kind of stopped, all the restrictions had kind of been lifted. So maybe it was 21. Maybe I'm off in there a little bit. But I think when COVID happened, right, we're all stuck in our house. You know, we're not able to go out. We're not able to do stuff. Wrestling's always been a favorite pastime of mine. I really started working out and putting on muscle and really, you know, doing that kind of thing there and just kind of wild hair. You know, one day I told Dallas, I said, hey, I think I'm going to go get back in the ring. He's like, you're crazy. You're an idiot. But if you do, I'll be your manager. and so, yeah, I went out to SICW, Sean Vincent, Bob Orton, you know, Cowboy Bob out there at their school. And, you know, really kind of got the rust off and, you know, really got to the point where, hey, I can still do this. Hey, I'm still pretty good at this. Funny story too, there, when I first got there, one of the first guys that were in the ring that actually was able to, once I got going, I was able to work a lot with at the time was, Brandon Beretta. And, you know, just seeing Brandon come from where he started, literally, I think he was like 2-3 months in to where he is now. Just mind blown, right? He, you know, and he had that from the beginning on there. So yeah, just, but yeah, you know, just really getting back in there and seeing that I can still go, I can still do this. You know, it was a nice thing, a good place to get that initial training back that under my neck, right?
Well, Joe, Scott, you've been reffing for about 5 years now, right? So yes. You actually get started right around that same time too.
Yeah, I started at IWA Productions during COVID because we were actually the only ones in Southern Illinois that were actually running a show with crowds.
We were
outside. In 95 degrees, but we were actually the only one running actually shows in Southern Illinois.
That's awesome.
July, August, and September outside. And then we had our first show inside.
Wow. That's awesome. That's like I said, I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, that time frame happened and we looked into new hobbies, you know, new things that we wanted to accomplish and just kind of reevaluate things. You know, and that's awesome. You know, and yeah, you have places that are actually out there doing live shows or, you know, like I said, training or different things. Or, you know, I was doing some crazy, you know, crazy HIIT workouts and, you know, different CrossFit workouts in my garage, the gym. You know, it's like, man, let's go put this to use. Let's go do something with this. Let's take it to another level. And you know, here we are, you know, 5 years later, you know, and you got the whole scene, you know, kind of booming and having a great time with it all. Everybody is.
Oh yeah. It's real interesting that, you know, the 2020, 2021 time frame for a lot of people seems to be like a time frame where a lot of people just made big changes and started changing their career path, back into wrestling if they weren't already or just from the beginning and ground up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's a situation, you know, it's you know, like you said, from the ground up, and that's kind of how I looked at it too. Is that, you know, yeah, I did some matches. I've been doing this for a long time. I was starting at ground zero. You know, I wasn't trying to come and say, oh my God, I need to be this top guy. I need to do this. I need this. Hey, come in. Let me have a match. You know, let's have fun with this, right? Let's get the crowds back behind us. Let's do this. Let's kind of build something on there. And that's been the most fun. I'm sure you, Scott, with IWA, you kind of see and now NGW, just building, right? You know, being able to get back into it, enjoy it, find something, build an audience, do this podcast, do things like that, that, you know, maybe 5 years ago or however long we just weren't doing it, you know, now can we really even think about not doing it? Right.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like I've started, you know, I've been with NGW since day one. It's been 3.5 years. I've been with IWA for 5 years and even IWA Productions to watch that company grow from what it was in 2020 to what it is now. And watching like companies like New Genesis come out of this and, you know, like new companies like Midwest Coalition, another company I work for, you know, we got Ignite, we got Nofold, we got a bunch of different companies just growing. And a lot of these, it's awesome because it gives so many people a lot of opportunities to work.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Midwest, the Wrestling Coalition, they look like they're great too. Another place I'd love to get over to. But yeah, let me ask you, where did NGW come from? Where was it? Was it a precursor to this or?
Kind of in a way, but you know, when we first started, we started in Collinsville and then we went up towards Effingham, but then we actually found after like 3 or 4 shows, we found our home in the Lewis Civic Center. And, you know, we love the area. Mosquitoes just, nice. You know, it's a great town to do it in. The Lewis Civic Center is a great venue. It's just, nice. You know, it's just, it's a great area for NGW and, you know, and MMWA, you know, now we see, you know, a lot of the NGW guys, they go over there and wrestle, you know, we'd like to see, you know, that's what's great about it. You know, companies working together, you know, MMWA guys coming over to NGW, NGW guys come over to NGW. Because here's the thing, a lot of people don't travel outside of their little area.
Yeah.
So if, like, a lot of people in Mount Vernon, they don't travel to St. Louis. So if you don't, if you're not in Mount Vernon, you probably don't see them. So it's a great opportunity to give wrestlers another area to get some new fans.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I remember telling Tommy Davis this was a few years ago when he was at MMWA, and I think he was doing like MMWA Dynamo, CHWA. He was doing all these shows. I said, and he's like, I'm killing myself. Or, you know, he was tired. I was like, you're wrestling every weekend right here in St. Louis. Well, yeah. I was like, why? Like, you're just everywhere you go, it's the same group of people that are following you, or a few people. You're not growing. You need to get out and go find some other areas. And sure as shit, man, he went out, you know, he's over Anarchy, he's getting around, you know, Indianapolis, you know, and it's like, you just get exposure, you know. Yeah. You know, a lot of these guys just getting people out there, just, you know, getting that exposure. Different bigger promotions, or just like I said, you know, even just normal promotions that, again, you can get in front of an audience there. I guarantee you, I'll probably know like one or two. I would know one or two people that are like hardcores that travel around. But yes. Out in Muscoota, gosh, that's nowhere. That's, you know, that's a whole different audience out there, which is awesome.
Yes.
And we have, speaking of podcasts, Josh Summers saying that JSC is going to be one of my co-hosts of our podcast coming up soon. You're getting into podcast games?
Listen, if Josh ever decides to actually get it going, TikTok, buddy, TikTok. What are we doing there, huh? Oh, TikTok. You know, whenever it gets going, though, yeah, he's been planning that for a while, just trying to find some tunes. I always said, hey, you need me to come on, need me to talk. You know, it's something I'm pretty good at, is running my mouth. So, you know, yeah, I'm always happy to come on and talk. Like I said, talk wrestling and talk anything, really. You know, I was on Mark Blanche's radio show a couple years ago. You know, again, just always love getting on here and talking and chatting and just kind of shooting the crap.
Yeah.
I want to thank you again for coming on here with us tonight. Yes. Help us talk about MMWA, trying to get some more, you know, butts in seats for Saturday there.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have your tickets yet, there are still tickets available this Saturday night, 7 p.m. South Broadway Athletic Club. Yours truly, the Avatar of Excellence JSO, or if you prefer, BDE JSC, whichever one you prefer, you can call me both. It's okay. We'll be down there at the South Broadway Athletic Club this Saturday night. So come on down and check us out. Love to have you.
Dang. You'll be there. I'll be there. A lot of people are going to be there.
And watch out for the special PYT thing. Let's just say that.
Whoa. We'll see what they have to say for themselves.
Yes. They'll have a lot to say, I'm sure. You'll see. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. It'll be worth it. That'll be worth, not only do we have great action, that'll be worth it too, to come out and see some fun, whatever that the plan is there on that. So,
yeah. All right. But thank you again for joining us, JSO. And I will see you on Saturday. Did you have anything else you wanted to say before you take off?
I do not. I just wanted to say thank you guys for having me. It's been a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. Look forward to seeing everybody else. Thank you guys for your time. I appreciate y'all.
All right. Have a good one. See you Saturday, sir.
Oh, man. That was fun.
Yeah, you really ought to try to make it out on Saturday.
I wish I could. I mean, yeah. I'm going to try to one of these times. It's just, you know, scheduled conflicts. It's hard sometimes, but, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, they said this weekend, MMWA, you see Sean Blaze go up against Playboy Double H. You see Jerry Morgan go up against Boston Bad Boy Jimmy D. Kamen going up against Remy George. Muddy Mahler facing off against Slammer. Damian Blade going against our guest tonight, JSC. And Andrew Wilder going against Deontay 808. And, you know, as he said, you know, apparently PYT is going to have a little bit of an announcement to make too.
Well, that's why you have to come out to the shows, because you never know what's going to happen. So I guess people are going to have to show up and see what their special announcement is. Yeah, but you know, PYT,
you never know what it could be.
Well, you know, PYT, everything's special to them. So it could be a regular announcement and it just could be special to them, but you never know with PYT.
Well, it's special because it involves PYT more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it involves them, it's special. So if it's any kind of plan or any kind of thing they got going on, then it's special because it involves them. So.
And after this weekend, of course, you know, next weekend, come out to Muscoota for Retribution.
Yep. You know, MGW is next weekend. Can't believe it's already coming up.
you know, it really sneaks up. I see how Josh saying that Playboy gonna cheat like always.
Well, yeah, that's what I call it. Cheat. You call it what?
Creative tactics, Scott.
Yeah, creative tactics.
It's only cheating if you get caught.
Well, they seem to not get caught a lot, but sometimes right, they do so get caught. So it's a
creative tactic.
I guess so. I guess if they don't get caught, then, you know, we'll have to see what them.
Speaking of Playboy, Jerry, they're going to be facing off against each other for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
You know, Jerry almost became Lightning Division champion the last NGW show.
Yeah, he...
If it wasn't for the distraction of Shrapnel and Logan Ridge, I think he would have walked out champion. But, you know...
Yeah, I mean, he was doing really good against Preacher.
I knew we were going to get up to two. I just knew... You know, it's just... It's always dreading getting to the three. So, you know what? I'm going to get this one over with. Preacher. What? Oh, did we break the curse? What? Wait a minute. Why did the count? Oh, no. It's doing that again. I don't like this. I don't like that the count's going back. I don't like that is he changing stuff?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is with Preacher, you never really...
I don't like that. I don't.
You know, things used to be normal around here.
It did. We used to know when he would show up. You said his name three times, he showed up, and you were good.
I think the problem was that we were like, oh, it's anticipated, and you tried to do it on purpose.
I think so. Because I think we just, I don't know what, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, you know, speaking of him, you know, it was announced on NGW's Facebook page earlier this week that it's going to be Logan Ridge going up against the current Lightning Division champion Preacher for the NGW.
We already did that. Wait a minute. No. We already did the video. No, why is the count going back to one? We've already done the count.
All right, now it's counting down.
Yeah, what? I don't.
Let's go back to avoiding.
Let's go back to avoiding saying his name because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Anyway, the Lightning Division Championship is going to be on the line.
Yes. A former, you know, Logan Ridge is going to get his shot at the title. You know, got involved in the last match. So, you know, he's got a little revenge, I guess, on the name we're not going to say because I don't want to say his name and I don't know when he's going to show up.
The whole Lightning Division has been crazy.
It has been. And a lot of people going after that Lightning Division title. And, you know, now we got a new...
Marcel's trying to trick us now.
No, we're not saying his name. We're not doing that. Because I don't know. Because it keeps going down. And we've already said it. And I don't know why it's going up. I don't know.
Well, you know, speaking of Marcel, though, he's going to be in action. We're going to be having the fam taking on PYT's Tobias Storm and Marco Hendricks. You know, the new... NGW Tag Team Champions, the fam looking to become the first three-time NGW Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, PYT used those creative tactics last time to
yes,
capture the NGW Tag Team titles, but the fam is getting a rematch now. So now they know what to expect with PYT because they know they're going to pull everything out. Like they did last time.
You can say that they know what to expect with PYT, but the one thing I think I've learned in the past few years is you never really know what to expect when it comes to PYT.
That is true because, you know, we never thought we'd see the adding of Tobias. We never thought we'd see the adding of certain members of PYT. We never thought we'd see Big Daddy Curtis Payne returning out of nowhere and returning. You know, it's like I said, they seem to be one step ahead of everybody.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is.
And then we're going to be having, you know, Dexter Roswell going up against Ricky Cruz.
Yeah, that we kind of seen a different side of Dexter Roswell after that match, you know.
I kind of
had enough. I don't know. It's just, it's different. You know, it's, I see the point he had because, you know, they weren't out there to help him, but then also it's just.
Yeah. But it also at the same point in time, if you look back at it, you know, on the episode High Voltage before he faced Playboy, yep. You know, he did say that he can take care of PYT himself.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah, he did say that. So.
So, he kind of, you know, if you're out there saying that I can take care of PYT by myself and then nobody comes out to help you.
I guess we're going to find out because he just pissed off the King of Chaos. So, this is not a guy you don't want to make mad. So,
and he also, like, really pissed off Chris Cade, too.
Yeah,
I mean, so, Chris Cade is not allowed in the venue for Dexter's safety, apparently.
Yeah, for Sid's safety, yeah, because there ain't enough security in the world to pull apart that fight.
And then, you know, we also have the culmination of the year-long tournament to decide the first-ever NGW Women's Champion. We're going to be seeing Lexi Green taking on Chaza McKenzie in the finals.
Yes, you know, we are finally at the finals, and now we're down 2-2. And I honestly didn't think that these two would end up. I knew Lexi Green was going to end up in the finals, but Chaza, I didn't think it was going to be Chaza. Honestly, I thought it was going to be either Nyx or Cassandra Golden, you know. But then, you know, of course, last show, 10 limit draw. So now it's Chaza and Lexi for the finals, and we will have a new women's champion next weekend.
Yes, and that new women's champion will be presented by Big Mama Love, member of the Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yes, you know, she will be there to basically present the championship to the winner of the match.
Yep, and we will have our first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Yes.
I can't wait. And now, Scott, we do have a little bit of one of my favorite things to do.
Yes.
You ready?
Let's do it. You know, this is
breaking news.
Yeah, we always got breaking news. It seems like we always got breaking news now.
Well, we do. I mean, when we're this close to a show and there's a match to get announced.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be breaking news.
But
breaking news is going to be Navi Kai is going to be taking on Shrapnel.
Ooh, that one's actually good. Yeah. You know, the return is Shrapnel, you know, Navi Kai, two Lightning Division competitors in that. Yeah, I mean, this one's going to be awesome. Navi Kai's been on a roll, so is Shrapnel ever since returning.
Yeah, not gonna want to miss that one.
That one is gonna be a nice match. I mean, that one is gonna be, you know, Shrapnel just returned from injury, you know, return and going right at it, going full force like he was before he left.
I mean, you know, I've said it before, but you know, he returned
doing a
top rope drop kick.
Here's the thing: you returned from injury.
From a
foot injury, and the first thing you do is a top rope drop kick.
I mean, it makes a statement.
It does, but you just got back. I mean, I guess if you're going to do it, I guess go out with a bang. I guess if you're going to take him out with your...
Well, come back with a bang.
Come back with a bang, but take him out with your resurgent foot, you know.
Well, you know, it also proves that, you know, good luck targeting it if it's that good coming back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it did make an impact, so it did its job. So,
yeah. Oh, but excited for this weekend, excited for next weekend. Oh, just a couple great weeks of wrestling coming up here.
Yes, definitely.
Oh. But, Scott, did you have anything else?
Well, I did have a little bit of kind of news, you know.
Oh, do you want to do the breaking news?
I guess we can do it.
You want to do a breaking news?
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, well, It is big news. So all might right. as well go ahead and do it.
Well, I'll pitch it to you, Scott Ford.
Well, you know, it's been, you know, a combination of 3.5 years, but officially this week I stepped down as NGW head official.
Oh.
Due to my shoot job, I am on weekends for the next 6 months, so I'm officially stepping away from NGW for the foreseeable future. You know, I appreciate NGW and everybody at NGW, and especially this podcast. I can still continue to do the podcast. But far as NGW shows, I'm not going to be able to make it out for a while. But, you know, it's been a fun time, and I know NGW will continue to grow in the future. I just wish that I could be a part of it. But unfortunately, bills got to get paid and, you know, stuff like that. Money's got to be made. And unfortunately, I can't turn down my job making me work weekends. So fortunately it sucks, but you know, it is what it is. But October 25th and November 29th at IWA Productions in Mount Vernon will be my last time in the ring. I'm officially retiring on November 29th.
You know, I've only been around for, you know, a little bit over 2 years now doing this, but I've greatly enjoyed working with you in both NGW and IWA.
Oh yeah. I've enjoyed working with you, and you know, we launched this podcast together. You know, we worked at NGW, worked at IWA. We traveled, you know, all over, you know, it seemed like every company I was going to, you were there too. So it seemed like we were always working a show together somewhere.
That's the thing. Yeah.
So we had it to where we was like 18 weekends in a row. We seen each other every single weekend because we were working for all different companies. But, you know, when you run full force for a long period of time, eventually it catches up with you. And it eventually caught up with me. And now, you know, my weekends are gone. So it provides me where I can't go out of town anymore for shows, unfortunately. But it is what it is. But I know NGW is going to be in good hands. I know they're going to continue doing great things. I'm going to be watching the shows from YouTube, but I'll still be here every week or every other week for the podcast. But yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't seen the last of you yet.
Not yet. Got a couple more shows underneath my belt before I officially hang it up, but yes, but they'll be in Mount Vernon. Unfortunately, I will not be back at the Lewis Epic Center for quite a while. Yeah. I'm hoping to return there one day.
So, but you're not going to do like John Cena did and like announce your farewell and then turn heel now, are you?
Well, I did take a picture with Guido at the last show. So, I mean, I didn't know about that until it was already been announced. So
Scott,
I don't know.
We can't have you going around in the ring as a referee, super kicking people.
Well, blame Guido for that. He's the one who wanted the freaking pitcher.
Who was it? I remember you stunning someone once.
That was a reflex.
A reflex?
That was not. No, I told them not to stun anybody because they were stunning everybody. I told them not to stun anybody. And they stopped. That was a reflex. That was not a stun. I don't know. I think you must have been fixing your lens at that time when you were trying to take that picture, because that was not a stunner. And it was the Dexter Ross a stunner, but I don't think it was a stunner. It was a reef.
Okay. But I'm just going to miss you, man. We got Ariel saying that it's not going to be the same without you. You've just been the entire time I've been around. Like I said, we've both been doing a lot of the same shows. And you've just been a constant for the past couple years.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 5 years, so a lot of companies, a lot of matches. You know, working with like a lot of great talent. It's been fun. I mean, matter if I ever come back to wrestling one day, because like they say, you never say never in wrestling, so you never know. But as of right now, I have no immediate plans to ever step back in the ring. But
I hope to see you back in the ring again someday, man.
You never know. You never know. But I did have a lot of fun. I loved being a part of NGW, being a part of some great matches, being part of some great moments at NGW over the last 3.5 years. And I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss, you know, all the companies I work for. I'm going to miss traveling on the road. But, you know, all things must come to an end, unfortunately.
Well, I said I'm going to miss you, man. But, you know, we'll enjoy you while we still have you, though.
Yep, I'll be around for a couple more months, so.
All right, but, you know, Scott, I also want to thank you for doing this podcast here with me, man.
I enjoy doing it. I mean, I'm going to continue to do it for a while. Unfortunately, this does not conflict with my schedule. It does every other week, but every other week I'm available, so I can at least jump on here and do the podcast. And I enjoy doing it, so I'm going to continue doing this. I'm going to have to get a hold of NGW and figure out my new title for the company, because now that I'm no longer NGW head official, I got to come up with a new title for the company. So,
yeah.
So
wonder what that's going to be.
I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to them and see what they come up with.
Yeah. All right. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, you're not going to be with us next week. It'll be Guido next week, but we will have you the week after that.
Yep.
Where we can discuss the results of NGW.
Yeah, yeah. Because unfortunately, I won't be at the next NGW show, but I will be at the IWA show at the end of October.
Yep. But you'll be there with us in spirit.
Yes, exactly.
All right. But I want to thank everybody again for joining us here tonight. I also want to give a special thank you to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscoda, Illinois, the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, and our newest sponsor, ATS Collectibles, down in Smithton. And of course, you know, make sure that you like, share, subscribe, give us a top rope elbow drop on that like button. And Sky, you got anything else for the week?
Nope, I don't. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yep. We'll see you guys hopefully this weekend at MMWA and next weekend at NGW. Have a good night.